Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of dominion. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 from the Easy Bible says, God blessed them. He said to them, give birth to children, grow in number, fill the earth, and rule over it. Rule over the fish in the sea, rule over the birds in the sky, rule over every different kind of living animal that moves along the ground. Hallelujah.
Welcome back to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifune. I'm your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God.
This shout out goes out to all our friends, well wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. God richly bless you for your deliberate efforts and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, just click on the share button and spread the gospel to the word. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after the short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere.
From the beginning, you were pointing to your precious son. And oh, what a sacrifice that was made that we can be accepted as your. Now I will have faith in your love. I put my trust in your blood. Nah, nah, nah.
Glory to God. That was the voice of Naomi Raines and Dante Bowe singing The Blood. I hope you were blessed by it. Amen. You're welcome back. And here's God's word for the 23rd day in the month of April 2024. The real significance of Passover. Our theme scripture is from 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 7 and 8. It says, purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for life. We're grateful for a beautiful day that you have made. We thank you for your word that has come to us today. We receive it with grateful hearts, and we ask that you bless our hearts with understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. Passover, also called Pesach, is a major Jewish holiday which began last night and will continue for about 8 days. Historically, it is a celebration of the Jewish people's freedom from slavery in Egypt thousands of years ago. It is usually marked by a ceremony that celebrates the Jewish festival of freedom. During this time, Jewish people all over the world celebrate the festival by eating lamb, bitter herbs, and unleavened matzo, and also use it as opportunity to indulge in their history. While the historical perspective of Passover is about the rescue of the Jewish people from slavery to freedom, the whole purpose or bigger picture was to foreshadow the greatest rescue in human history, when we would be delivered from the clutches of sin and the devil and transferred to the kingdom of God through the blood of Jesus, the Passover. In Colossians chapter 1 verses 13 and 14, Apostle Paul wrote, "He, the Father, has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom, Christ our Passover, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins." Therefore, as the Jews celebrate this historical event, it is considered prudent to remind us that Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Although some within the body of Christ have attempted to use this text as if Paul were commanding the Gentiles to keep the Jewish feast of Passover, but Paul's reference to the feast in our theme scripture was a metaphor and not a command to keep the Passover. The truth of Paul's writing in this context dealt with sin that was in the midst of the Corinthian church, namely fornication. Therefore, if you are held in bondage to any sin or unwholesome habit, it is a timely reminder to you also, your freedom was fully paid for by our Passover lamb, so that you can enjoy total freedom from sin and all its unpleasant consequences. The reason God set you free was for you to enjoy total freedom. Therefore, don't allow anything to take you back into the bondage you were graciously delivered from. In Galatians chapter 5 verse 1, Paul exhorted, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." This is the true significance of Passover. Shalom. Let us pray. Believers, say after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving Jesus to us as our Passover lamb that took away our sin. As I continue to eat his flesh and drink his blood through the communion, I appropriate the fullness of his life at work in me. And by reason of his life in me, I affirm that I am victorious over sin, Satan, and all the elements of this world. In Jesus' name, and we all say, Amen.
Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make Him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. O Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe He died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you've entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God.
This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Port Harcourt, Rivers State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokota, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below.
We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen.
Thank you so much, friends, brothers, and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is CC Winers singing Blood Medley. I'm still your host, your friend, and beloved brother, Alex Afamifene. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
Jesus Christ, the Lamb.